This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. I just heard there in the news, Colin was telling us it's cold and wet in Melbourne.
It is.
Sounds like your Grindr profile. Yeah.
I haven't got a Grindr profile.
Oh, really?
No, I don't.
Well, what were you over there dinging on your little phone? Yeah. Or was that Andy again?
That was Andy.
Oh, I heard it going ding, ding, ding.
It was binging in the corner.
Oh, he's very popular in downtown at 10 to, like, at 7 o'clock. Yeah.
He is. Yeah. What did you get up to on the weekend?
Oh, I went to the Melbourne Dog Show.
How was it?
Melbourne Dog Lovers Show. Dogs everywhere.
Oh, so could you take your dog?
Well, no, not the normal people couldn't. We took one of ours.
Just showing
But
people.
We had to fill, like, this form that was about 18 pages long. Like, it was harder than getting a passport than having to take a dog. Yeah. I got to meet my idol, have lunch with Dr. Harry. He was very impressed.
Did you have lunch with
he
Dr.
He walked
Harry?
In and he said, would you mind holding this thermometer for me? And I said, sure. And as I went to take it, he goes, no. If you saw what I did with it on stage, you wouldn't. I realised it. And I said to him, oh, Dr. Harry, usually I like men to buy me a cocktail before they like to take my temperature. Then I realised I was standing next to his wife. She didn't mind. She smiled.
Was it a good show, though?
Yeah, it was really good. We had a lot of fun. Got to hit on Farmer Dave. Remember Farmer Dave from Big Brother?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought he was so... God, he's let himself go.
Has he?
Yeah, a little. I mean, he needs to fix himself up. He needs a good wash. I mean, there was a point there the dogs were jumping off into the pool, and I'm thinking, mate, you need to jump off and have a bit of a hair wash.
He needs to jump into the pool as well.
But I was shocked. He was like 6'2". He was quite tall. He had very big hands. Wayne tried to keep getting in the photo, and I kept trying to push him out of it. I was thinking, get out, you know.
Poor Wayne. Did he get in the photo?
Yeah, but I've chopped it out.
Hey, speaking of dogs, there's something that dogs cannot eat. You know how we're both dog owners, and there's things like chocolate that they can't eat.
Oh, the whole thing. You're not allowed to have given grapes.
Grapes? I didn't realise grapes. Avocado, apparently.
Really?
I used to give Fuzzy avocado all the time.
Oh, yeah. I could imagine Fuzzy being a yuppie, just like you, living in rich man's downtown, you know.
Well, the woman from Sydney's Northern Beaches has issued a warning to dog owners to be careful while cooking after a dog fell seriously ill from eating a common cooking ingredient. She was making pizza, and she said she left the dough for up to eight pizzas in the kitchen to rise when her eight-month-old Ridgeback puppy stole the mixture and ate the entire thing.
The dough
for the pizzas.
What's wrong with the dogs? They're getting weak.
Well, it's just the dough. So I would have thought, what's that, just flour?
Water? Yeast?
Yeast. But apparently he appeared to be fine at first.
So it swelled up in his gut.
It swelled up and he began to show drunk-like symptoms such as staggering around, not walking properly, and was very disorientated.
So he got drunk from the pizza?
He got drunk from the pizza.
I'd eat pizza if that would happen for me.
You have to eat it raw. The vet said Bailey had suffered from alcohol poisoning and a swelling stomach after consuming
pizza.
The dough. From pizza, from Uncle Pizza Dough.
Where's she from? The Northern Beaches? Oh, no, she's a drunk. She's been giving the dog alcohol.
Maybe that was just an excuse. Apparently the yeast ferments and, of course, turns to ethanol.
But if you notice, dogs are getting as weak as our children and the rest of us. We've all got these allergies and now dogs have got that. When I grew up, you just cooked food, bones, scraped it all off the plate, threw it out to the dog, can of chum. Remember that slop? It would go slop and hit the take and give it to you. And it lives 15 bloody years. Now you pay these dogs, oh, we don't give them this. We only give them fresh bones. They can't eat that. And every 3 minutes, one of them's got some skin disease.
Exactly.
Something.
And some say you can't even give them fresh bones.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
So I've been told Fuzzy can't have fresh bones. He had something happened and my vet said, don't give him fresh bones. And I have to give him those artificial teeth cleaner chew things, which are just awful.
Do you ever brush your dog's teeth?
Yeah, I've got one of those electric toothbrushes for him.
Oh, do you? So you're both sitting there together in the bathroom. Shit, we've got to find you a husband because this is getting sad. I love my dog, but, you know.
I do. Because he can't eat the bones. I was told try a baby toothbrush. I tried a baby toothbrush, and he didn't like that at all, and kept turning. And so I got
one of those being shoved down their throat.
Oscillating little electric ones, and I put it. And he's okay with it. I have to have a treat in one hand, obviously.
Yeah,
but he lets me do it.
I think you could be arrested for that. This sounds like dog.
No,
torture.
No, I got approval. From
I'm shoving this thing down its throat. It doesn't like it, but I'm doing it anyway. Yeah,
you know, there's also now a cocktail lounge in. in Port Melbourne that's opened that you can take your dog to.
What?
Yep, there's a cocktail lounge. You can take your dog.
Where? I need the address for that one.
I reckon it's a great idea. And apparently there's been at least six dogs in there without any issue whatsoever. So they're not fighting.
Are you talking about four-legged dogs or are they just very ugly patrons?
Four-legged dogs.
Oh, so actually, like, it's not for ugly people.
Real woof-woof dogs go to this cocktail bar.
See, that's my dream. So if I could go to a bar and take my dogs, I'd never leave. Could I move in?
You could move in.
I'll make my bed.
You could be their number one patron, actually.
Well, I'd be their number one drunk.
Do you reckon we're a bit too sort of conservative here about pets?
I know. You go to Europe, you go to Paris, and they get to take them on the train. They're sitting there in big restaurants feeding the dog on their lap.
I know. And in Germany, you take them to the restaurants as well.
And here you go, oh, you can't bring your dog, you can't do anything.
Can you take them on public transport here? Because I sometimes see people
taking them.
No,
I think
them.
You need to have a... like a service dog.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So you just can't take a...
No.
Does it have to be in a cage or something?
I think it has to be blind.
I don't know. I reckon we're a little bit too over the top here. You should be able to take it.
Hey, listen, I just got the Werribee train this morning. There was plenty of dogs on there.
Recently, I saw a film, you might have seen it, The Shape of Water. Did you see that?
No.
It had this fish man in it.
Sounds like it's got subtitles. I hate subtitles.
No, it didn't have subtitles in it, but it had a fish man in it. I tell you what, they created... So he sort of had a human-type body with a fish head and some scales and things. But they, you know, they pretty well created. His body was pretty attractive.
Oh, so you're basically jacking off over a fish guy. Is that what you're telling me?
It was pretty good. Like, I thought the definition, you know, the muscle definition, everything. I was thinking, wow,
you're digging this hole deeper, Warren. You're going too deep into this fish boy.
The reason I'm telling you this is because apparently people are getting a bit hot and bothered about the robot from the new Lost in Space reboot.
Oh, but have you seen the new Lost in Space? It's really good.
I haven't seen it, but I did see a picture of the robot when I was reading this story.
Yeah, because he's got attachable arms and he, you know, danger, Will Warrenson, I'm about to probe you, you know, like, I don't think he actually said that, but I'm sure he's probing things and, yeah.
For our younger audience, Lost in Space is the new Netflix remake of Irwin Allen's classic 1968 TV show.
That was my favourite. You'd come home from school and you'd watch it.
But the robot back then was not attractive.
No, he was a big square thing. You couldn't do it. It was one of those that you could run upstairs like the Daleks. You know, how do you get away from a robot? You go up a stair.
But the Daleks in Doctor Who eventually did fly up the stairs in the latest ones, but they couldn't back that. Yeah, he was one of those sort of big, thick, robust sort of robots.
So you're telling me that people are starting to really get attracted to the robot?
Absolutely. A couple of tweets said, there's literally no reason the Lost in Space robot should have a butt that nice.
So that's crazy. Now, look, if you're going to talk about hot robots, I'm going to go back to Dexter.
And another one is all about his butt, actually. Good morning to the Dexter.
Don't you remember Dexter? Wasn't that, was it, they used to do that love show? Perfect match. There we go. And Dexter used to stand there and go, oh, you're perfect matches, you know.
That's right.
Now, that's a hot robot. I mean, I think of my childhood.
Dexter.
Yeah. Bit of Greg Evans and Dexter. Well, Dylan sent us a message to our Twitter page. G'day, Dylan. And surely he has a crush on a robot like someone nice and sassy like Rosie from the Jetsons. Do you remember Rosie?
I remember Rosie.
Yeah, I don't know whether you'd want to date her. She doesn't look like... didn't look oiled up enough. She looked a bit dry, you know?
She did look a bit dry.
We've had Bill from Norcott. He reckons Crichton from Red Dwarf. Damien says he's into Bender from Futurama.
Of course.
See, he'd be my type. I like a rough and dirty like that too, you know?
He's sort of a bit nerdy.
Well, I didn't think he was nerdy. I thought he was a bit gangster, isn't he?
Yeah, I thought he was quite nerdy.
Maybe I don't watch the show enough. I just remember there was some one-eyed...
I might be getting him confused.
Yeah, I think you got your robots confused. Yeah, yeah. You're still thinking of Dexter.
I'm still thinking of Dexter from Perfect Match. That was your favourite one.
Yeah, well, it was very clever.
That was good, wasn't it, that show? That was all about dating and they matched up two people. Remember that? And they pulled back the wall.
That's right. I picked contestant number one and number two.
And then you always looked at their first reaction like, oh, hi. Yeah. And it was someone that they didn't really like.
Have you ever been on a dating show?
No. Have you?
No.
I think I'd be feeling really uncomfortable about it. And there's some online dating warnings that have been made because a Melbourne man has been charged with blackmail after he allegedly demanded some money from a man he met on Grindr in return for not outing him.
Wow. So you don't think about that because you're right, people are hiding and getting... Well, I mean, is it bad?
I reckon it's really bad. There was also another recent scam in Canberra which involved meeting men from Grindr and then they were threatening to accuse them of being pedophiles if they did not pay money.
Oh, dear.
So they obviously lied about their age.
I mean, what would you do? There was nothing you could do, is there?
Yeah, if you weren't out. So.
See, I've missed this whole app dating things. I've missed that whole lot.
Yeah, I think there's some risk, definitely. So,
but would you take a risk? I mean, I would to get laid. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Well, yeah. I mean, it wouldn't. He could say, if someone said to me, "Hey, if you don't, I'm going to out you if you don't pay money," I'll say, "Well, it wouldn't worry me." But if someone is in the closet and they're not comfortable about being out, I reckon it's a pretty horrific thing to go through.
No, get them out. Yeah. Drag them out.
Drag them out. Empathetic Tom over there. I drove a car on the weekend.
Wow, that's pretty
and
good.
I was really lucky. It was one of those, you know, electric cars.
Oh, a new fancy one.
A new fancy one, and it had the automatic, you know, the driving, the automatic, I don't know what we call it. You know,
so self-driving?
Self-driving capability in it. Now, you're not allowed to use that here, but I have to confess that we did it, but you had to keep your hands on the wheel.
Oh, so you're just pretending.
So, no, you're actually still on the wheel, but just lightly on the wheel and push the button and it changed lanes.
Oh, no.
So I'm not joking. I was driving along and I put the indicator on and then it waited for a spot and it automatically changed lanes. And then it also exited the freeway.
But all by itself?
By itself.
So it's run by electric?
Yeah, there's no...
So what, do you have to have like a packet of Duracells in your back pocket in case you run out on the way?
Yeah. No, they charged it up and it was really quite unnerving doing it because it's, you know, I'm driving for quite a distance and this with my hands on the wheel, but it was just doing its own thing.
I can't understand how it does that.
Yeah.
At all.
I don't know how it does
that. I don't drive that often anyway. I'm never sober enough. There's not enough period in the day where I'm sober to actually get behind a wheel.
But that's the way it's going to happen. And it's already here. And it's just
apparently the
legalities are preventing us from doing it. So that's the way it's going to be. We won't be driving anymore. We'll just be hopping in these cars and saying, take us to destination X and it will take us.
That's my dream. Didn't you always just want to sit in the back of a limousine and let somebody take you around?
Well, I reckon that's what's going to happen. You'll be facing each other in some pod.
Oh, no. I'm not sharing my little self-driving Uber taxi with someone else. If I'm booking that's mine.
It's going to be just for you.
Yeah.
Are you good at parking when you drive?
Well, I was brought up in the inner city Sydney, so I was a really good parker. Wayne is hopeless. Do you know there's times that I had to say, oh, just get out of the car and let me do it.
Well, this car automatically parked as well.
Well, we had a car like that, our Ford little thing, and press a button and it self-parked, but I never used it. Ever.
But it didn't change lanes, did it?
No.
Well, this one does. It's really, really... Look, I found...
So you're buying it?
No. Oh, my goodness. There's no way I could afford it.
So what are we talking? Is it the new...
I think it was like a couple of $100,000 for this car.
What, a car for house?
It's like, yeah, a quarter of a house.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
A fifth of a house.
Yeah, well, where the rest of us live, it's half a house. I know the millionaires over there, you know. Oh, yeah.
It was really expensive, but it was quite an experience, so that's the way it's going to happen. But if you're in China...
What happens if you smashed it? If you're driving and you smash it, are you responsible or are they insured?
They're insured, yeah.
Oh, that'd be my fear. I'd do the runner. Could you imagine having a smash, getting out and leaving the poor car smells?
The car would probably chase you. You wouldn't be able to get away from it.
No, I'd be stuffed. Do you think I could sit at home and tell it to go to the bottle shop by myself?
Probably.
I could put my mobile on the front seat, do a drive-through, just say... You know, sweetheart, you know, three large Big Mac meal deals and, you know, I wouldn't even have to be there.
Off it goes. Exactly.
This is my future's coming to the bottom. I'm never going to have to leave home.
That's the way it's going to happen. In China, they're teaching people to park they have to put their mobile phones on the parking lines. So if they don't park correctly, they smash their phones.
That is fantastic. I'm doing that on Swanston Street today. Everyone I see trying to park, I'm going to say, hand over your phone, I'm going to put it on the line, and if you run over, you're out.
Apparently it's working as well. They haven't had anyone smash a phone yet.
No, I don't, because sitting at the front of a bar, having a few drinks, and watching someone try to reverse park about 18 times, it's the best. It's like sport. And they go up on the gutter, they're in, they're out. It's my favourite part of time.
Just put their phone on the curb.
The other day I was walking down the street, and some guy... It was like some jag. He couldn't reverse park it. He asked me, could I do it? We asked Wayne first because he looks more manly than me. And Wayne, I go, well, he can't drive. He's a woman. You know, like, so I took the keys and I actually reverse parked this guy's car. He had no idea who I was.
Oh, really?
I could have drove on if his jag.
Well, that's trustworthy.
Yeah, wasn't that smart? It smelt inside too.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.